Hello and welcome back. Today, we're diving into a topic that's absolutely essential for anyone teaching 21st century skills, active learning strategies.
Hi everyone. Yes, active learning is really at the center of modern education. It's not just a nice to have anymore, it's fundamental. We'll be talking through some practical strategies you can use right away to boost engagement, participation and, crucially, retention in your classroom.
Absolutely. What I love about this approach is that it's grounded in research and theory, but it's all about real classroom practice. We're talking routines you can adapt immediately, grouping options, assessment moves, and even a ready-made active lesson sequence you can tweak for your own students.
Right. And by the end of this episode, you should be able to design and justify your own active learning tasks that actually align to your curriculum goals. Plus, we'll cover at least three active routines: think, pair, share, rotations, simulations, that work for both whole class and small group situations.
We're also going to look at how you can use quick formative checks and reflection routines to make those in-lesson decisions and keep track of student progress. And we'll finish up with how to evaluate and refine your lesson sequence using real student evidence.
Let's start with what you actually get out of these strategies. First up, you get clear, measurable objectives mapped directly to your curriculum. That's so important, isn't it? Having clarity about what you want students to achieve.
Exactly. And then there are those practical routines, like think, pair, share variants, stations, role play, hands-on tasks, all with tips for timing and differentiation. I think that's what teachers really need, not just theory, but the nuts and bolts of what works.
And let's not forget assessment. There are both formative and summative options, so you can monitor learning in real time and adjust your instruction on the fly. Plus, there's a worked example, a whole active lesson sequence that you can import, modify, and reuse.
I love that. And underpinning it all are some really useful principles to help you choose the right method, making sure your strategy aligns with your competence goal, considering the principle of closeness to students' real lives, checking student readiness, and making the best use of available resources.
There's even a simple four-try rule. Try each new method at least four times before you decide if it works. I think that's brilliant, because the first attempt is almost never perfect, is it?
No, absolutely not. You need to refine your instructions and tweak your routines each time. Early iterations are bound to be a bit rough, but you'll get better and so will your students.
So, let's talk about how this all fits together. The lesson starts with a clear competence goal. You define it precisely, using measurable verbs like describe, construct, defend, or design. Then you pick the method that serves that goal, not the other way round.
That's such an important point. Too often, we see teachers pick a fun activity and try to make it fit. But it's about starting with what you want students to achieve, and then choosing the best active strategy for that outcome.
Exactly. And activities should be close to students' experiences and culture, the principle of closeness. If the tasks feel relevant and realistic, students are much more motivated and likely to transfer what they learn.
And when you're running these activities, you need to monitor actively. That means circulating, listening for misconceptions, and intervening just enough to help, before handing control back to students. It's about keeping learning student-centered.
And don't forget to capture outputs, photos, scans, or shared documents so that oral work doesn't just disappear. You want evidence of learning, not just a good feeling at the end.
Now, before you start any of this, you need a single, specific competence goal for your session. Gather your materials, cards, markers, device links, a timer, whatever you need. And have at least one formative check ready, like a quick poll or an exit question, plus a brief reflection prompt for the end.
Let's break down the main routines you can use. First up is think, pair, share and its variants. This is a fast, effective way to increase thinking time and give every student a voice. Plus, it encourages peer instruction, which is so valuable.
Then there's problem-based learning, or PBL. Here you're structuring real problems, scaffolding students' inquiry, and managing time and roles. It's a great way to build deeper understanding and collaboration.
Hands-on and manipulative activities are next. These are about designing concrete tasks with clear materials lists, thinking about safety, and setting up ways to assess what students actually do.
And don't forget simulations and role play. These help students step into scenarios, work from role briefs, and then debrief afterwards to make learning explicit. It's a fantastic way to bring abstract concepts to life.
Stations, rotations, and learning centers are another set of strategies. They're all about efficient layouts, sequencing tasks, and differentiating based on student readiness. It's a way to keep everyone engaged, whatever their starting point.
And there's a practical example, a complete 30 to 60 minute active lesson plan. It's got timings, prompts, assessment moves, and examples of student outputs, so you can see exactly how it works in practice.
Quick classroom design reminders. Always start with motivation, just a couple of minutes. Keep your direct instruction short, no more than 10 minutes. Then make activation the core of your lesson, and finish with reflection and repetition to really consolidate memory.
That structure really helps keep things focused and student-centered. And remember, each new method needs at least 4 goes before you judge it. Expect to refine as you go. It's a process, not a one-off change.
So, to sum up, active learning isn't just a trend, it's a necessity for teaching the skills our students need. With these strategies, you can make your lessons more engaging, more effective, and much more memorable.
We hope you'll try out some of these routines in your own classrooms and see the difference for yourself. So do share your experiences with your colleagues. Until next time, keep teaching actively.
Goodbye, everyone, and happy teaching.